Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show?
Download the podcast now.
All right, Freak, thanks for being here, and we'd love it if you would follow the pod, share the pod, share the episode, rate the episode, hit the socials of Ramona Holloway and Matt Harris and Charlotte's Morning Mix to be part of the fun. And one of the things that is on there this week is that I took my daughter, Addie, to USC, not in California, in Columbia. Columbia, not in South America.
Yeah. I like to call it the real USC.
Columbia, South Carolina. And so it was drop-off this week.
I thought it was crazy. So adorable that you wore your USC shirt for drop-off. Like, you were that dad who was like, I got my shirt on and I'm ready to go. And if someone had told me 20 years ago that you would the dad in the dad shirt, like, heading to Target, like, all ready to get those last-minute things, all in, I would have said, you're crazy.
And I didn't want to double down on it, so I either only wear the Gamecocks shirt and a different hat, or I wear the Gamecocks dad hat, and I won't double down. Shirt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't want to be that dad.
No, like, I don't want to be that dad.
He's corny. But,
yeah, exactly right. All the dads looked bewildered there yesterday. Yes.
You're JD at that point.
Yep.
I do it. Too much.
I will absolutely dress up in all garb. Like with Cooper's school, I have I have that on there. I have the t-shirt. I have a sweatshirt. I have it all.
Like, he's got the sweatpants.
I go all in.
He's got the sweatpants with the school's name written across his booty.
Yep. You're darn right.
He's got everything.
I am full-fledged ready to go. The only thing that's different between me and a mascot is I don't wear something on my head. That's the only difference.
You don't, no hat.
No, I don't wear a big, you know, the mascot thing on my head. There's no difference. There literally is no difference. We had back to school.
I just thought he would not wear a hat, like, put something.
But wait a minute. Oh, I have a video for you. I need to post it today on the Matt Ramona page. Because JD had the opportunity to dress up as, what was it?
Captain America.
Captain America?
Yeah.
He was so incredibly in. So when he says, the only difference between me and a mascot is I'm not putting the thing on my head, he's serious. Like the giant mascot head or the mask, because he's already wearing the cape. You know what I mean? He's already wearing the cape and the tights. The only thing he's missing at this point.
Yeah, but he refuses to do that. Or you refuse to do that? If you had
if I had, I'd put it on.
He just doesn't have the money for it.
I do not. That's the case.
That's the only thing. He doesn't have the money for it, but when he gets a little coin, oh boy.
He'll be doing that. Yeah. It was like.
And he already told his son on the DL, we won't tell your mom, but we need to get this stuff.
Yeah, giant mascot head. I could see him walking around the neighborhood like that.
You never know.
I didn't
Are those the kinds of things in your garage?
No.
Like,
no, I don't have
You don't keep costumes?
I do not. No, but Cooper, my 8-year-old, he's got all kinds of costumes. So, like, he's got Transformer costumes, he got the dinosaur costume, all those kind of things. But I do not own any.
Really?
But after doing that Captain America thing, I understand. I'm not saying I have it. I just said I understand why people spend that kind of money to go to, like, Comic-Con and dress up and do all those things.
It felt so cool? You felt cool for a minute?
I felt awesome. I felt great. I felt great all the way up until, so my niece, she was so excited with being at this event that we did for Charlotte Angels, and we had Elsa there, and they came, and she was Elsa, and my niece was so excited. She's like, the real Elsa came. This is so amazing. And our best friend was like, yeah, and Captain America. She goes, Mommy, that wasn't Captain America. She calls me Uncle Jay Dizzle. She goes, that wasn't Captain America. That was Uncle Jay Dizzle in costume. I was like, gosh,
but that was the real Elsa, though.
Yeah.
It was the real Elsa, yes.
Yeah.
But she came all the way down.
But
that's Uncle Jay Dizzle.
Captain America from Wish.
Yes.
Well, it kind of looked like Captain America had
had
gastric bypass or something. Because instead of the muscles being pulled out, they're all saggy. Like you needed skin removal.
Wait a minute. No.
But you know what? It just reminds me.
He did not fill out the suit.
A lot of times when parents order those characters for kids' parties like Charlotte Angels did. And by the way, Charlotte Angels, I love what JD does with the organization. I want to help any way I can.
Thank you.
They are a support system for foster families, like people who are fostering children.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Children. Yeah, yeah. It's a support system for them so that they can love well.
Yes. Very
love
much.
Better. Great. Get some support. So, they have events where they bring in the characters. Parents also do it all the time for their kids. Sometimes these characters don't show up looking legit.
No.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Because I remember my friend had the Power Rangers at her son's birthday party. One of them was like maybe 6'5" and stick thin in a very baggy costume.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one was about 5'4" and very stout.
Oh, bulges.
In a very tight costume. Bulges in very weird places.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like going
Both of them should have worn different undergarments.
Right.
The friends of the birthday boy's moms just stood in the kitchen making really inappropriate jokes.
So there was an option for me. I could have worn the Spider-Man outfit, but that was like pure tights. I was like, no, I'm not going
to
do that.
Good
so, yeah. So Nicole's like, my wife, she's like, yeah, you're not going to do that. I was like, no, I definitely am not. And she's like, well, do you think you could pull off the Captain America thing? I was like, it's been my dream to be Captain America. I've always wanted to do that. Yes, please.
Did when you were wearing the costume, did you ask Nicole to call you Captain America?
No.
Did you want to, like, deep down inside?
Yes, I did. I wanted her to. And I
Because you felt awesome.
I did. I felt so cool. And listen, my son is not one who ever is like, Daddy, can I get a picture with you? He'll get in them. But he wasn't like, I want to get pictures. Let's take a picture. Let's take a picture. That's usually me. But when I was dressed up as Captain America, he's like, let's get a family picture together. And I was like, I'll wear this every single day.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
And you need to move to like the Vegas Strip or, you know, Times Square and be one of those people that makes money. Of like,
well, I don't want to scam
people. Why does he have to leave Charlotte? Why can't he be uptown?
Uptown's Captain America.
For a dollar. $5 Get a picture with me.
Listen, I'll do it.
Doing show tunes.
Listen, I'm not saying no to the
opportunity. Captain America show tunes.
Yeah, it's cleaner than the ones you see in Vegas and, you know, Midtown.
Are you talking about the material or the actual hygiene or both?
Both. You see Cookie Monster with, like, vomit on his cookies.
Oh, my God. Those costume characters in Times Square. Oh. Those Vegas, costumes are so ripe and matted sometimes.
Stench. I showed you the back to the move-in thing. I showed you the picture of me being dropped off at college versus the stuff that my daughter Addie had, and I got like a box, a bag, a paper bag, like a grocery store bag.
Yeah, it's like you have a paper grocery store bag, a box, and like a couple of things over your shoulder. I mean, I'm not sure if you're going to college or you just got evicted. Like, it looks the same.
It does look the same.
Yeah.
It does look the same. It's pretty sad, actually.
I didn't want to say that because it sounds mean to me. Yeah. So I commented, like, the Harris family has had a wonderful glow up. That's the only good thing, because it was like, otherwise it was like, it felt like poor shaming him. You know what I mean? I don't want to poor shame anybody.
How to say you're poor without saying you're poor?
Like, I went to school with my stuff in a paper bag and a box. Like, that's one of those things that your dad tells you, but then you see the picture and you're like, wow.
No, Addie didn't believe it. I said it to her. She's like, that's not true. I'm like, what do you mean it's not true? You think, like, 45 years ago, I decided I'm going to post
this. We didn't even have Photoshop.
Right, exactly.
This is the only picture of me that existed from that year outside of my senior picture.
And so anyway, it is ridiculous. She had so much stuff. It was insane. But I asked for advice and stuff on Facebook, and there's a bunch of funny ones. You know, a lot of just go ahead and cry after you leave. Don't even just drink a lot, whatever it is.
Okay, and then, that's a bad thing tell people. You're sad, go drink. Okay, so I'm sad, so I go and pour a depressant in my system.
Yeah. There was lots of funny ones, but I don't mean to laugh at her issue, but it just You'll know what I mean. Sandra on there types, I asked for advice, right?
Uh-huh.
And she goes, be happy. Because I said, any advice for a sentimental
Any advice for an emotional dad dropping his daughter off at college?
She says, be happy. My son decided to drop out of high school and has no particular direction he wants to follow. At least your daughter has goals. I'm like,
yeah, you guys are different places in parenting. You know what I mean? I'm like, you need advice? Well, take this.
Take this.
Yeah. Be happy, okay? Be happy.
Anyway, thanks for all your advice. We've got a lot of great.
That's a great lesson right there.
There it is. It is. Check out our various socials, Ron Holloway and Matt Harris, Charlotte's Morning Mix, and more. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte's Best Mix of the 90s, 2000s, and today on Mix 107.9 and always streaming live at mix1079.com.